live over a thing called TalkShoe.com, solely because none of us have the bandwidth to host an Asterix box, to tell you the absolute truth. I don't really know what to say other than you probably shouldn't listen to it.
I'm Dan Fry. I do the MythTV podcast with Pat. I'm relatively new to all this. This is also my first time here at OLF, so I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to take all this in. I'm glad to meet a bunch of everybody that that we're seeing around here.
I'm Dan Washko, Linux Sling Tech Show. Also contribute to Linux Cranks, sometimes Hacker Public Radio, and Logger, which was Linux and games and more entertainment radio. Hasn't been out in a long time. I'm the one that's responsible for ruining most of the audio on our show. We operate on a negative budget, yeah. So it actually costs us money, and we use all Linux all the time, most of us. But it's all done on primarily Asterisk. We have a mixer, hardware mixer, and inputs into there, into Audacity. And that's how we do it. And hopefully everything works out well. But we also stream live every night we do the show. We use Icecast for that, connecting through BUD. What is that? What does BUD stand for? Broadcasting using this tool, which is great. We used to use Dynabolic, which had Muse on it, and that was a really good tool too. Dynabox, Live CD, but now we're all primarily virtual machines. Icecast servers on virtual machines, and we have some mirrors. So it works out mostly overall. Works out pretty well. The worst part about the issues that we have with audio coincide with the fact that we're going over Asterisk, and that has limited bandwidth and sound quality, especially when you have people coming in from cell phones or cordless phones or just your home phone, that will limit it to 8,000 kilobits, and whatever noise is on their line gets contributed into the audio of the show, unfortunately. But it's a blast.
Or frying pans.
Yeah.
Lots of cooking going on.
Hi everybody, my name is Link, and I'm Link from the Linux Link Tech Show.
Send your complaints.
Yeah, send your complaints, Link, to linuxlink.net, just like everybody else does. I don't know what else we can say about our show. Dan and I started the show 7 years ago. In fact, we're starting on our seventh year now of doing this. We've been doing it a very long time. This week, in fact. We started this show, or I came to Dan to get the show started after I was somewhat dissatisfied with that. There used to be a show a long, long time ago called The Linux Show, and they would be on very infrequently, you know, according to their own schedule even, and I was sort of dissatisfied with that, so I went to Dan and we decided that, you know, we could do just as good a job, right? And so we did, pretty much. We do it on, like Dan's, a negative budget, as opposed to their budget, which was thousands and thousands of dollars. And we sort of picked up, you know, some associated crew along the way, for filler mostly, you know. Sometimes, you know, you gotta have someone to bounce some extra ideas off of now and then, and all of these gentlemen up here that work with us are, you know, the best in the biz, so to speak. We've all been doing it for a long time together and work very well together.
Hi, I'm Alan of Linux Link Tech Show. I'm the quiet one who showed up with a mixer, basically, for the show. And I'll give it back to somebody who actually talks.
I'm Russ Winter. I do the Techie Geek podcast. I talk about Linux and some other proprietary OSs I won't mention now. And talk about just about any geeky thing, gadgets, cameras, audio players. Even did a segment on chainsaws once. So check out the techiegeek.com.
Don't forget to say hi to Russ's dad over there. So basically, why do we do this? I do it because, you know, I'm a long-time Linux user. I enjoy sharing information with other people, and it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a social thing. You know, we get to talk to a lot of users, you know, other people doing podcasts. And it's very enjoyable. I really like it a lot. You know, I made some very good friends doing it, and you know, it's been great. So if anybody has questions, you know, like setups or anything, anything in particular, you know, costs associated, please raise your hand and ask. Nothing. Quiet.
Crickets.
Oh.
I don't have the crickets. I was
walking. Hey, he bailed. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it. Please come over and say hello. If we don't know you personally, you know, please introduce yourself, and you know, we'll make new friends. Thank you. Cool.